Very fittingly, the next paragraph, Abinazar said to Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar told that one day Abinazar said to Nebuchadnezzar in a questioning tone, have you ever heard from me any divrei musar? Musar means any kind of lessons that are inspiring, lessons that will teach a person yiras shamayim, fear of Hashem, mitzvahs. And he said, because I feel I cannot speak words of musar. Every word that I say is soaked, saturated in tears, with a whole part of my heart goes into it. Nelsazal was surprised at first. Every word that is, I was called as Musa, was something, words that were fiery, they could arouse a person. But then he realized that there was a difference. The regular means, the regular method, the regular type of Musa spoken by Magidim, by those who speak, lecturers who speak words of Musa, that Musa always is, you are sinners, you are wrong, you are committing crimes. Wake up before it's too late. You're going to suffer. You're going to pay for your sins. That's the regular type of Musa. Mitzvahs you do are not good enough. You got to try harder. Abinazal's words, the contrary, never stressed that. Abinazal's words were ones that inflamed within a person a desire that was so strong, a craving desire to serve Hashem. Desire was so strong that a person literally lost any evil thought. Every person is endowed with bechira, free choice. You can pick either the good, the way of life, the way of teda, or chas v'shalom, a person can turn to sin. But a person lost his bechira when he heard the Abinazal speak. Abinazal spoke that the whole side of evil completely left him. It was only one thought, one pattern, one path in a person's mind, and that was the wonderful idea that he could now serve Hashem, nothing else. This was the power of Nebuchadnezzar's words. Nebuchadnezzar says that everybody, anybody, whoever attended Nebuchadnezzar's shir, whoever heard a sentence from Nebuchadnezzar, testified to this fact, that a sentence, a word, a lesson, the finat shir by Nebuchadnezzar was enough to give a person a renewed life, renewed vigor, renewed spirit. It elevated the neshama, it went soaring up into heights far beyond anything they've experienced before, and completely in a sense of one set, a oneness, just purity. Only Yitzchak was left. So this was in the days of Abinazal. What about after Abinazal's astalkus? What about poor us, who we're not zecher? We never had the zechiyah to see the Abinazal. Imagine that zechiyah. We never had the zechiyah to see the Nosazal even, to hear the Abinazal. There were no recordings then, no tapes left from the Abinazal, or from Nosazal either, or even from later generations. Mekach Lezal, very sadly, there are no tapes too. Tape recorder was invented just after, just too late. Came a bit too late to get to Rav Chaim Lezal's voice on the tape recorder. Yet some of his shiurim, how priceless they would be. But surely then none of Abinazal, Nosazal, and even the tzion of Abinazal, in a sense, is closed. Dedicate tzion Avelis, the path, the road leading to Abinazal's tzion, is in mourning. There's a mourning because the sadness of the fact that this road is so unpopulated. The road itself desires to have people going over it. You get to the Abinazal scene where the Abinazal himself stated very clearly, vowed, gave his promise. Any person who would come to his scene, the Abinazal said, I will perfect just as much as during my lifetime, and even more. It's a guarantee, an eternal guarantee to a person who gets to the Abinazal Seer. That path today is in mourning because very few, if any, get there now. It's closed. Of course, of the Neshoyim, Red Neshoyim, who block passage entry to the Tzion. So we don't have the opportunity to see the Abinazal, to hear the Abinazal, even to come to the Abinazal Seer. What about those powerful words of Abinazar, which could inspire a person, which could infuse into a person a new life, a new neshama? What chance do we have today? Abinazar says, we do have it today. Today, not just in Abinazar's time, but even now we have it. Anybody who honestly, sincerely, take any one of the Abinazar's forum, open it up, read it, you'll find a light becomes illuminated in your mind and your heart, and you have a new desire, a new life in which you want to live a different, purer than before, than previously. The person continues with this, listens to words about the Benazal, from the Benazal, the Sforum the Benazal wrote, that remained from him, these today act and serve as living words coming from the Benazal. So a person today could very simply hear or see the words of Abinazar by learning his Sforim. Fortunately, we have Abinazar, Abinazar's main chief disciple, who recorded vast amount of Abinazar's sayings. Thank the fact that which we're learning today, we have only Abinazar to thank for it. And we have these words today from Abinazar, and with this, at least if we have that opportunity, let's take advantage of it, and to learn this on a steady basis, a clear person should resolve never to let one single day of his life go by without learning at least a few sentences, few passages of Abinazar says. This is very simple. The words are written in very simple and clear, lucid Hebrew, or even an elementary student can understand them. But as you see from these Shiurim of Abinazar statements, they are very elementary. Every person can understand. There's nothing that deep, that difficult to grasp. Yet, as simple as it is made for the biggest tzaddik and for the greatest lamdan. He too could benefit and gain from this, if he takes this with a humbleness and sincerity, he'll find how much more he has to gain by hearing, reading, learning the words of the Beit HaShem.